McGraw Custom Construction has been in business since 1978, and its work is visible across Southeast. They built the Sitka Fire Hall and Craig High School, along with Petersburg's Aquatic Center and Wrangell's Wastewater Treatment Plant. Its acquisition presents a foray into Southeast for the Barrow-based Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, which has 11,000 Inupiaq shareholders.
The larger Arctic Slope Corporation is looking to make a presence in Southeast Alaska.
That's Sitka Public Works Director Michael Harmon at an assembly meeting in late December.
They believe the McGraw name and group have a good reputation in Southeast, and so they're buying into that and creating a home office in Sitka and intending to go after any and all projects they can get their hands on.
Chuck McGraw, who started McGraw Custom Construction, said he's now an employee of the ASRC subsidiary and has been asked to refer reporters to the company's press office. Company officials did not respond to repeated requests for an interview. ASRC spokesman Ty Hart sent a statement acknowledging ASRC's purchase of McGraw. It offered no details about the transaction. But one thing is clear. Sitka has tens of millions of dollars in public works projects to accomplish in the next few years.
We have 55 major capital projects is what we call it, and those are the projects large enough that we have to bid them out, so that's above $50,000.
Harmon says he doesn't know if ASRC's purchase is a one-off or a sign of things to come.
Well, we really don't know if, you know, this will be the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, of more maneuvers for companies to come in and position for all this work. But I would say, Ed, that it wasn't a surprise to see that to start happening, and it would not surprise me to see more of that because this is a lot of work.
In the next year alone, Sitka hopes to begin work on a seawalk, upgrades to Centennial Hall, a deep water dock at the Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, and more. Just those three projects are worth more than $15 million, but the most recent version of the full list spans 5 years and more than $130 million. Harmon says the updated five-year plan, which will add in work on Sitka's harbors and roads, could exceed $200 million. That's a lot to accomplish and a lot to bid on for companies looking to do the work. These projects are just starting to pique the interest of companies, but then there's the granddaddy of all Sitka projects, a $100 million plan to raise the Blue Lake Dam. That project, which is separate from the city's public works master plan, has been getting a lot of attention. Chris Bruton is Sitka's utility director.
I've had a couple experiences with folks actually coming through town on a cruise ship visit and actually stop by and ask about the project.
The city hasn't put the construction work on Blue Lake out for bid yet. The contract is estimated to be worth about $50 million and could have a construction crew between 50 and 100 people. Bruton says the attention from the companies is a good thing.
We'd rather have a large selection of qualified bidders to choose from. That's going to help the city get the best product for the price versus having one or two that Dean's training along the way. So I think that's to our advantage.
Dean is Dean Orbison, the project engineer for Blue Lake. He says the project could mean local jobs, but that where the workers come from is entirely up to whichever contractor does the work.
Quite frankly, if they're local, he doesn't have to pay per diem, and so if there are local qualified people available, he will certainly look at them because he makes more money that way. If there aren't local people qualified that he can't make money with, which is his goal, he will bring them in from outside.
Blue Lake construction is estimated to take 2 years, beginning in January of 2013. The city's other public works projects are staggered over a five-year span. All of them, city officials say, mean lots of work and lots of attention from contractors in the next few years. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.